1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Well, last week, recap. Fireman Jim, you were trying to figure out if you were going to go to Sioux Falls,
yes.
South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're going to stay back and take care of business at the offices over at The Rock.
And that's what I did. We had our viewer watch parties for those road games, and my job said I have to stay back. So I stayed back, did not make it to Sioux Falls, unfortunately.
Because the other question was, how long would you be in Sioux Falls?
Did you stop at any of those cool places we looked up?
I didn't go.
The Chinese restaurant?
No,
the,
I know. I heard.
Was there an antique store that you told him about, too, that was...
Sure, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Nope.
So
didn't make it.
But the good news is...
Very good news.
Go ahead.
They won it all.
The
Milwaukee Milkmen American Association 2020 League Champions.
And they won it in Sioux Falls.
They won it in Sioux Falls on Thursday. So Wednesday, they lost that game, and it was 3-1. They won on Thursday, 4-1 champion, and I did the watch party at the stadium with a bunch of fans. It was a good time, and we celebrated at the stadium.
And so the Milkmen had put a bow on the season with the championship.
With the championship. In year number two of existence, not a bad deal to win it all in your second year of playing ball.
On a really weird year.
Very weird year, but again, one of the only places you could see live baseball this season was the American Association, and we had about 1,500 fans a game. It was a good time, some good baseball. And
how much does The Rock hold?
Well, Franklin Field holds like 4,000.
Yeah.
But we had like 1/3 capacity.
Right. So 1,500, that's still pretty good.
It was. Yeah, and they were spread out real nicely, and I mean, it was just a great time. It's a good season.
Now, granted, you couldn't do stuff, you know, that will make the news, like a candy drop from a helicopter.
We could not do the candy drop. That was put on the back burner, hopefully in 2021. We can bring that one back. That's one of the fan favorites. But we did a few things. We just had to, you know, kind of maintain the social distancing and the safety.
So how was the championship celebration?
We had that just last Saturday at the Umbrella Bar, and the whole team showed up. We had the trophy presentation, had some speeches, the awards, and it was well attended. And we
what's
had
the trophy look like? Is it a cup?
It looks like a cup, yeah. It's like a pyramid base and then like a cup. Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't try and copy Major League's World
with
Series trophy.
With the pennants?
No.
World Series trophy is a little...
You don't like that?
I'm not wild about it.
I think it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like the pennants. I like when Costanza was dragging it around the parking lot.
It's too it's too fragile.
It really is with all those little...
Yeah. It looks like you could snap off about 3 flags with your index finger.
You probably could.
There's like too much wood. It's like too much wood. And
what's your favorite trophy? What's your favorite championship?
I like the Lombardi Cup? Trophy. Oh, yeah. I like the Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup is a little...
basic?
Well, I wish they could find some way of just keep adding, you know, to it.
How many stories high would it be?
It would be 90 feet tall.
Eventually it would collapse on itself just from its own weight, wouldn't it?
Right. It would just have to...
I guess when they
live in it or something.
When they designed the Stanley Cup trophy, which they add a ring to all the time, but then they have to take, you know, they have to take a ring
they
off.
They thought it would last.
Hockey will go 10 years, maybe.
Right. Yeah,
it'll be done. This trophy only gets so big. Yeah, they didn't foresee it going on this long, apparently. But, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about any of that stuff because yours is a cup, said.
Yeah, right. Got a cup, and I guess they'll be getting rings. They offered me a ring. I don't know if I'm going to.
Now, that's going to be a little weird because you don't know who's coming back next year, right?
If the season is back to normal in 2021, we'll miss a lot of these guys because they were drafted off all their teams.
Exactly. And they have other obligations.
But American Association of Baseball, even from last year's turnaround to this year's team would have been at least a 75% turnaround of different players.
That's your normal turnover?
It seems like 50% minimum, yeah.
Okay.
These guys come and go. They go to other teams. They try to
retire. Nature of your
it is. They retire. They're trying to make it, and they figure out that that's my last chance, and if they don't do it in a season or two, they're like, I'm done. Time to move on. That's just the way it is for independent baseball.
Not for disc jockeys.
Not for DJs.
We just sit here day after day day, firemen, Jim.
Exactly.
That call from the big leagues.
There's no trophy.
Nope. No trophy
just
for you guys. No rings or anything.
Day after day. Yeah.
So enjoy the off season and hopefully return back to normal in full capacity next year. We'll see.
Well, gosh, congratulations, Fireman Jim.
Thank you,
what
guys.
A successful season that turned out to be.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah. That was, I'm very happy for you guys.
It was good.
Now you have the pressure of defending a championship.
That's okay.
Next
I'll take
year.
That pressure next year, defending it.
And you can start a season, you know, with all the seats and everything in place.
Hopefully.
And it was a race to the start.
Yes. No, if 2021 starts normal, we're starting in mid-May and full capacity. The stadium is complete. We'll have a
you'll
new
be stressing
team.
Out about the weather from May then
through
September.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to have
great.
Full capacity, and hopefully things are back. We'll see.
All right. Let's talk about the Brewers now, Fireman Jim.
Yeah,
they're still in search of a championship.
They're in search of a championship.
Yeah.
And
we have one. It'd be nice to have two in town. And if the playoffs were to start right now, at this very second, the Brewers are in.
They're in.
They're the number eight team. I don't know what all the tiebreakers are.
I don't either because they're tied with two other teams for in a 500 record.
Right.
But they have the tiebreaker. They're the eighth seed. They would probably have to go to Los Angeles for the three-game series, I'll take that.
Now, the easiest way to get into the playoffs would be to
win
the next six games that they have left.
Yeah.
That would put them not in first place probably, but would not definitely get them up to second place.
Second place in the
and
division.
They wouldn't be playing the Dodgers then.
True.
Because they wouldn't be the eighth seed anymore. They'd be
And there's the number
four or five,
the number
whatever.
One second place team gets the home series.
Right.
Is it a big deal with no fans? A little bit. Not a major deal, but you know they have to fly to Los Angeles. That's a big deal, but that'd be nice to get that two seed.
So the Brewers beat Sonny Gray last night.
Yeah,
a guy that, three, 4 years ago, everyone's saying we have to get this guy.
He pitched a good game. I mean,
he always pitches a good game, but the Brewers seem to beat him on a fairly regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
When I see that we're facing Sonny Gray, I don't panic.
No,
and he's good, but if we get a chance, we can beat him.
And then we were down 2-0 immediately. Before,
yeah,
I mean, an air and a home run, and we're now not even outs recorded.
I hate turning on a Brewer game in the second inning and seeing we're down 2-0.
Yeah,
oh, come on,
yeah, I know. And they came back and won, and they only had five hits. Offense again is not there. Pitching, awesome. Their pitching staff is great, and that's why the Brewers are a scary team in the playoffs. That's why in a three game series. Nobody wants to play us.
And the Brewers got great relief last night out of the bullpen. Again.
Have you been following Devin Williams this year?
He's kind of popped up on my radar more recently. I haven't not all year.
His numbers are insane. I mean, he's possibly going to be rookie of the year or reliever of the year. His numbers right now, 52 strikeouts in 25 innings. He's had no earned runs in his last 19 straight outings. 0.37 ERA. And opponents are hitting 1-for-59 against his changeup. His changeup is the best pitch in baseball right now.
Really?
They just can't hit it. This guy is lights out.
How long does that last, usually, having the best pitch in baseball?
I don't know.
That's the thing with relievers. It just, you know, when it's over, it seems like. Which brings me to my next question. Now that we have him in our bullpen, how tradable is Josh Hader?
Oh, he's tradable. Of course he's
Because
tradable.
Now you just move... next man up to your closer, right?
Yep. Yeah, you can do that for sure. But now we have Hader and Williams. I mean, this
but
is
he,
a 1-2
down
punch
in the ninth, right? He came in the ninth,
he's having a great year too. He's still having a great year. So we have the best. I'm going to say 1-2 punch in the National League, not the major leagues, for relief pitchers.
I am stunned that because we had Corey Knable and Josh Hader, and then
they're
that kind
awesome.
Of went south. And that was 2 years ago. Then last year we went to kind of a three-man thing with those two,
right?
And Jeffress, which Jeffress always made me nervous.
And then he kind
it of just felt him. Like he was just hanging by a thread. But then they let Jeffress get away. They let him go.
He's gone.
And we replace him with
Devin Williams.
Yeah. And
out of
nowhere. Now you've got this 1-2 punch again.
Yep.
That if you can make it a seven inning game
that's
again.
That's why
maybe?
Exactly, and that's why these double headers hurt so much because seven inning games you don't go as deep into your bullpen. These starters can go longer, which can hurt the Brewers. I mean, you know, our pitching staff is not bad.
They have one double header left, right, in St. Louis, and they're the home team for that double header. So we'll bat last in that game.
In one of the games, I think we're the home team for one of them.
I think,
or is it both? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's one game that we're the home team.
Yeah.
I know that, but I think during that time they should start painting the dugout blue.
They should.
Yeah.
And we're the home
Brewers,
team. We do what we want.
Do the Brewers get the home dugout then?
They make them switch. They should.
Everything. Got to haul the home equipment locker over room. The other side. Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Might as well. That would work. I'd take it.
Spray paint a big M in the middle of the locker room floor.
Well, they got to take care of business in St. Louis.
You've said this all season long.
The problem with the Brewers, too, is that they cannot climb above 500. They get to 500 nine times this year or eight times, and they have not gotten above 500. They keep getting knocked down.
And that's the Reds, too.
Yes.
They've been doing that for 2 years.
Yes. So we got the Reds today. We're both 500. So somebody's got to lose. Hopefully it's not us.
Right. So what's left? They have one game with the Reds and
today,
then
and then five with St.
Cardinals.
Louis. Yep.
And that's a weird thing where they're away the whole time except for one game.
Except for one game, but they're going to be on the. I mean,
which
they're going
is
to be
odd.
In St.
It's
Louis.
Like St. Louis, Milwaukee, and then the rest is in St. Louis.
It looks
no,
like
they're all in St. Louis.
They're all. It looks like
they're all in St. Louis. Brewers are just the home team in St. Louis one game.
It looks like the Cardinals are going to end up with two less games than us. They're only at 58, unless they got some games I'm missing somewhere. But they're two games behind us. So, I mean, does that benefit them, or it could benefit or hurt? Whatever. All we got to do is we got to take three of five.
I would take minimum. I would take my chances, and if I had my choice, and say make the Cardinals play them.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to win.
Play. Yeah.
It's hard. So we got to take three of five. It would be nice to win today. We're facing the Reds' best pitcher today, so. He's zoned us pretty well this year, but we got to go finish 500 minimum. Above 500 is pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot.
Would you say Mike Moustakas has come back to haunt us? Not that I dislike Mike Moustakas, because the Brewers could have signed him. They just didn't.
Just didn't, right.
Because he two doubles last night.
He's a good hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, you give a guy like
home
that,
run,
it's going to
home
come
run
back.
The night before.
Yep.
He's doing what he does. I mean, it's not really a surprise. He's just doing it in a Reds uniform this year.
No, not at all. I mean, he's a good ball player. I like the guy. I don't want him to be beat up on us, but what are you going to do? The guy's he's a major league hitter. He's a great ball player.
I think it was a good not that I think you're any more or less smart than Craig Counsell, but given Hero the night off last night.
Well, he needed it. He had struck out, three times a game in three of his last four games. He struck out so much this year. Here is one of the guys that just, him and Yelich, you're like, why are these guys striking out so much this year?
Why are they striking out so much this year?
I don't know. Is it our hitting coach? I don't know why they're just striking out too much. Here's some names for you. David Vogelbach, Mark Mathias, and Jed Jerko. What do they have in common?
Until 3 months ago, I had no idea who they were.
That is part of it, but they're the only Brewers hitting above 250 this year.
Oh.
Ouch. Current roster, they're the only three guys hitting above 250.
Of all the teams that would be in the playoffs if they started today, do we have the most anemic batting average?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we're second last in the National League as it is. So pitching.
Wow. Who's last?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
We were last for a while, but I don't know how we climbed out of that with our five hits yesterday. But our offense is very anemic. Pitching is going to have to get us through this playoff. Three-game series. I mean, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, they would start that. Those games in the playoffs, those are two best pitchers. You know, Corbin Burnes, where did he come from this year? He could be up for the Cy Young.
I was going to say, his name comes up when they talk about the Cy Young now.
1.77 ERA, 4-0 record from where he was last year, where he was sent down.
Yeah.
He couldn't work through his thing. His strikeouts are way up. He's turned it around. And Woodruff has been a workhorse. He's been a bad luck pitcher for us offensively. He's getting no support, losing games that way.
Well, we don't have any pitchers on the staff that can say they've gotten support, really.
No.
I mean,
no.
You were lucky to be on the hill when they scored 18 one night. And,
yes. Right. Two times this year they scored over 17 runs.
Right. Yeah, so you were fortunate to be out there that night throwing. But for the most part, the pitchers have had to be nearly perfect.
Yeah, they really do. And it's nice to have great pitching, but it's not going to last an entire playoff run. Your offense has to produce. They have to produce, and they're not. So if we're going to make a run these playoffs, and this is the year where you can do it, I mean, it's a weird year, so why not the 8 seed making
the
World
Series?
How good
are the Cardinals right now?
They're good. I mean, you're talking like overall compared to like the Dodgers.
Just how afraid are you about going to St. Louis to play this five-game series?
How confident
are you that they can take 3 out of 5?
Fairly confident. I mean, St. Louis, it's our rivalry team. We've played against them for years. We always have good games. There's a little bad blood there, that'll show itself once in a while.
Let's reverse it. How nervous are the Cardinals about playing the Brewers
for
five games?
They're probably more nervous than we are. I mean, they're the two seed in the division right now. So they just need to win two of the games, I mean, it's the Brewers, though. They're not going to take us for granted.
You know, their team batting average isn't all that hot.
The Cardinals? What is it?
For the year, it's at 234.
Offense is down across the board in the bigs. It just is.
Their last three games, they're batting 198.
There you go. So they're slumping right now.
It's just exactly the same as the Brewers.
All right, there you go.
Who can hit 200 in this series? The team to bat over 200 will win this series,
if
right?
If you score four runs in a game, you're looking good for a W.
That's an outburst, Fireman
I know,
Jim.
That's what I mean. If you can get four runs.
Some days it is. Some days it isn't, maybe.
So you're expecting, so with the numbers going here, we're expecting a low-scoring series, which could easily happen.
You would think, which means they'll be putting up double digits every night, right?
Right.
Because we don't know anything about
the opposite.
Show that we know nothing about sports. What are the other stories out there right now?
Yeah, a lot of teams are clinching, and they're saying in Texas now, which is where one of the bubble cities for the World Series and the National League Championship, they're going to allow fans.
How many?
That's the question. I'm sure it's in Texas, so they'll probably
How close to the field? Up or down?
I don't know. I mean, they're going to have social distancing. Right. I'm sure it's going to be a very expensive game, but
are they piping in crowd sounds for the? How do you feel about that?
On the radio, doesn't sound terrible. Watching games on TV is still just don't like doing.
Have you seen it in the NFL?
Yes. I don't know.
They've gotten that mix goofed up a few times.
They do,
and plus they have the boo button and the moo.
I like the noise. I just want. I don't want it silent.
But yeah,
it sounds weird. No, I want the noise.
I agree.
Not only do I want it, I need the noise.
I listen to it. I feel like I'm being lied to.
I agree.
Like the crowd is going along. I thought there's no crowd there.
Watching sports on TV is just weird. Except for golf, I don't mind watching golf.
Golf is quiet.
Yeah, they don't want you making noise. No, tennis, they don't want you making noise.
But watching football, basketball, baseball on TV is just not.
Where are they playing the World Series?
Texas.
In Texas. Yeah. The World Series will happen in Texas. If the Brewers make it to the World Series, will you try to go to a game in Texas?
Will I try?
Yeah, will you try? Will you try?
No, I'll try.
Yeah.
And all depends what the ticket's going to be. If they're like 5,000 fans.
Be one of 5,000.
Apply for press credentials.
I can do that.
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
You're like
you're sports direct. Well, you're a sport.
Take my championship ring into the phone.
Sports league executive.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my ring here. I just won a championship.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, sure is nice to see you
again. Yeah, so next week at this time, hopefully we're talking about Brewers in the playoffs.
Exactly. We'll see.